And that is a lot of loans, and that's must be really difficult to go through all those applications and figure out how you're going to distribute that money. And all that money is local, am I correct?
Correct. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. The criteria was that we didn't do any startups at this point in time. It was basically, businesses, existing businesses in the valley, and that's what the that's what we worked with. And the terms were, it was a five-year term, 2.25% interest. The first 3 months were free of interest. The next 3 months were interest only. So that payment was about $47 a month. And then the rest, the P&I payment started in November, I believe, would start in November, which would be 6 months. And that would be around $457 or something like that for the remaining 54 months.
Wow, that's incredible. That's really amazing that we have an organization like this in town to help us with this. Another question, there's $1.5 billion coming into the state. Is your organization receiving any loan funding from that?
Oh, that's a good question. We're trying really hard, thanks to the efforts and support that we have with Senator Bradley and House Representative Ed Butler, where we are working very hard. As you might be aware, or you are aware, that the governor has created his special office within the governor's office of six or seven legislators. It's a bipartisan committee, and they are going to, he announced it again today, I just heard it a little while ago, they're going to go through and determine where those monies and needs can go. And my argument has always been, and I think proof is in the pudding, is that we were able to distribute the monies to businesses that needed it. We have a loan committee that reviewed all the information made up of four bankers and six business leaders in the community with strong businesses, good business minds, do the review of all the applications, and we're able to disperse that money. We know the businesses, and that's something that the state in itself and Concord, there's two organizations that want to do direct lending in Concord, but
yep,
they don't know the businesses like we do.
Correct.
And we can get it out a lot faster than they can. And so what we're trying to do is, there's 10 of us in the state, there's 10 regional development corporations,
mm-hmm,
and we're trying to reach out to this office, this committee, and the governor's office, the commissioner of BEA, to try to have them allocate a pool of money to each of the organizations so that we can continue distributing. I could get out another $1 million of loans in this community, even though the PPP program is going and the EIDL program is going. These amounts of money that we've lent out, the smaller dollars, the $25,000 loans and stuff, are enough to get these businesses immediately some relief and be able to keep their accounts payable current and actually continue to have some payroll going on. And it also allows them to make sure that they secure business, their employees going forward before this whole thing comes to an end and they can open up their doors again. So I really believe that if the state and the office, the special committee, would allow a loan fund to each of the RDCs, we could be very, very successful in getting the money out to the communities of which we serve, and that's our mission.
Yeah, and I would think that's correct. I mean, like you said, who knows the businesses in the area like you do, or the people who are working on your board. I mean, again, you can fill out some paperwork and say this is what we're doing and this is how we are, but you guys are very familiar with all of these businesses in town. You've worked with them in one way or another, just either on a social level or a professional level at some time, and it's really great to see that the local level of support that we got here in the Mount Washington Valley, which I'm sure a lot of communities did not get.
Yeah, I would suspect that. You know, the bigger cities, Manchester, Nashua, you know, Concord, those areas have their own economic development things, but they don't have the loan funds. The loan funds, basically, the two major funders in the state is our BFA, Business Finance Authority, and the Community Development Finance Authority. They're the major money resources in the state as far as that goes. And so I'm sure that a lot of that money is going to both those organizations, and as well as it should. However, it would be great for the smaller our regional development corporations to be able to share in some of that.
And we've got a question over the text line, which I was sure was coming, and it was, can you explain the PPP grant? I knew that was going to be here.
The PPP grant is the Payroll Protection Program that allows businesses to take 1 month of their average payroll from February 15th to June 30th and submit an application based on that number times 2.5, and that would be the total amount of loan that they would be able to borrow. That money can be used for primarily for payroll and to keep people employed, and also to help with some of their accounts payables. It has to be a 75-25 split. So in other words, if they get X amount of dollars from the loan, then if they want to get that loan forgiven, and that's the big word, they have to be able to demonstrate that 75% of the loan dollars went to payroll in order to get the forgiveness. Now, a couple of things with that. The process has changed several times. An SBA guarantee. It goes to the banks. It goes through the banks, and the Treasury is releasing the monies. And there was a thing that came out this morning that said that if you were approved for your application, the bank was to get money to you, you would get funded within 5 business days, and the banks were having a difficult time with that timeline because it took a long time for any of the information for them to be settled down. So that now that was this morning that came out from SBA. This afternoon, it's 10 days from the time you get approved to get funded.
Wow, that's quite a change in one afternoon.
Yeah. And that's what's been happening. And the other part of it is the first program, the first emergency that came out was the EIDL program, which you could get, any business could go out there and apply for up to $2 million on that program at 3.75%, I think. But there was an additional opportunity to get a $10,000 grant off the top that you could apply for from the EIDL program. However, as you heard from Senator Shaheen the other day, that program has not, I haven't believed it's funded anybody yet. So that's out there. So I'm not sure when that money's going to come. And from what I understand, if you do get the $10,000, when you do the PPP program, they're going to deduct the $10,000 from the loan amount that you were asking for.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that is interesting. I know a lot of people had said they had applied for that first initial grant, which was supposed to be put into a checking account within 3 days, that $10,000. And we've gotten several questions during drive time saying, where's that money?
Yeah. As Senator Shaheen said, it's they have a mess with that. And I'm not sure how they're dealing with it, because that was supposedly coming directly from the Treasury. And so I don't know how the Treasury was going to deal with it. I don't know how the procedures they had in place to actually, you know, disperse the funds and stuff. So that's the first program, and then the PPP. The PPP is a really good program, because if you figure, you know, if you have a $30,000 payroll every month that you have to cover, and you times that by 2.5, and that money can be forgiven if you make sure that you hire the. And that's the other thing. The banks are responsible for making the decision if that is forgiven.
Right.
And so that's another burden that's been put on the banks to make those decisions. And so the information that the banks are receiving are what your average payroll was in 2019, so they can have something to compare to determine if you're, if you've hired the same number of employees or you have the same amount of dollars being spent for salaries in this time period.
And
if you are, then it's supposed to be forgiven.